You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
Well, there are many reasons that can lead to why couples find themselves dissatisfied in their marriage. One psychologist is claiming it could also have something to do with your DNA.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I know we blame a lot on our DNA. But maybe sometimes there's validity to that.
We'll see what you think. So this psychologist is saying that all humans have a gene called a CD38 gene, and some people just happen to produce a variation of it, and it's called CC. But in this study done, those that had this variation reported better satisfaction in their relationships because of the link this variation gene plays in feelings of increased levels of gratitude as well as trust.
Oh.
So I suppose the people that don't have the variation, they have a harder time feeling gratitude or trust towards their significant other.
Because those are two real big keys inside of a marriage. A, trust is vital, and B, appreciating the other person for what they bring to the table, being gratitude, is paramount. And so, if you can do those two things, that's great. But then this is kind of saying maybe some people are less wired like that.
You have to work harder at it to maybe build that trust.
That means you have to, you're exactly right. You have to be intentional about being more trusting if you're not wired that way, and being more grateful if you're not wired that way.
Right, because we can't use our DNA as an excuse.
Right.
I mean, we need to constantly be working on ourselves and making ourselves a better variation.
Variation? Of ourselves, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not an excuse, but it's definitely maybe if you're feeling like, what's wrong with me, it could be that you don't have the variation of the gene.
Okay, and you just got to put a little bit extra into
there
that relationship.
Go.
Well, there you go. Hopefully that'll help you out today. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we text all the time. I mean, that's just become such a part of life. But Betty Rock, you came up with this thing that somebody had posted about what your last text could mean.
Right. It said, the last text you sent is now the title of your autobiography.
Oh, I do. I love things like this. I love things like this. Mine would be, boy, that sounds very serial killery.
I like that.
That was to you.
Wow.
When we were talking about that 2020 investigation show.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
So mine was, you know, on second thought, I'm going to take a nap.
That would
but
be
that
your
kind of
autobiography.
Sums up everything.
It does. That's your life. In a nutshell, there is your life.
But we had this posted on our Facebook page, and you can check it out just by searching Wally Show on Facebook. We posted this, and so many people had so many funny things to say. So I'm just gradually reading through them.
Yeah.
But this is something I thought that would be fun to do here.
Okay.
As well.
Yeah, what is the one that I found really funny today?
Okay, so Chris said, quote, I'm getting gas.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're constantly on our phones texting, and Betty came across this thing, was like, what if your last text was your name of your autobiography? So
mm-hmm.
I like these kind of things. I think they're fun. They're kitschy. And so you had like 450 people respond on Facebook,
It
right?
was a lot of comments, yeah. And a couple of those, Connie said hers was, quote, never mind, I wanted the money instead.
Okay, that's good.
It's truthful.
Like that. Yeah.
And then Amanda's was, quote, I can't make any promises.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. And it makes me go, what is she texting about too?
Right.
Now?
Right.
Need to know.
Exactly.
Gavin, what about you? If you were to read your last text, what would your autobiography be?
I do think it's perfect for me as a, I guess I'm like a Gen Z millennial-esque person and then a coffee lover. It was to my wife and it said, I need my Starbucks. Nah, I need it now.
No, of course you
and
do.
I do.
You do.
I think a lot of people, if they saw that book on the shelf, they could really, get with that. They would understand where you're coming from.
I think a lot of people, that'll be on their tombstone, actually. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And, it's been a year since COVID-19, the pandemic hit the U.S. And a bunch of kids, though, are still learning virtually. Your kid might be in that case right now. And there are a couple experts that are wanting to help parents out ease the anxiety around schoolwork, okay?
I understand this. Yeah. I graduated in 2003, but I feel like things are getting more and more complicated, especially with math.
Oh, yeah. And so what they're trying to do is they said we're seeing real burnout and exhaustion across the board. And they're talking about parents, like not even the kids that are dealing with school. Like the parents are like, I'm losing my mind. So to make things easier on your kids, they've come up with like a strategy for you, because if you're not having to fight your kids over getting the work done, then it brings more peace to the home, okay? Right. So this one is help them come up with a plan and do the difficult task first.
Oh.
Okay, nice. See, we all didn't think of that.
Save the easier for last.
Exactly. So you tackle the tough one, because a lot of times kids will procrastinate, and then they're working on the hardest thing last, and it's worse. So do the tough thing first, and then tackle the easy thing last. Know when to step in, and their advice is intervene during the planning stages of like a project. Don't swoop in at the end and go, well, this is not how it should be done, and then correcting it all at the end.
Because then you're doing the project for them. But if you're there to help, plan it, then they can do it all by themselves and learn in the process.
Well, because too, the child's like, well, I've been doing it this whole time, and then they get frustrated when you kind of micromanage.
That makes sense.
We all hate that at work.
Yeah.
Like you've worked on a whole project and then your boss comes in and goes, oh yeah, but and they make all these changes. You're like, dude, really? Come on, man. And finally, this is the tough one for me. Don't fix their mistakes.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know. Because like when you see it, like you're like, okay, that's going to affect your grade, and B, like it's just not right.
But
so what do
if
you
fix
that?
It every time, then they won't learn their lesson.
I know. And that's the hard part of parenting. And that's the thing that they're saying you've got to, fight your instincts on. And I know I'm not good at that. I did so well on Haley's projects in high school. I got an A in science, A in physics that I never would have got on my own when I was a kid. You know, took me till I was an adult to do that, but man, I crushed that egg drop project.
And now for some good news.
This is the Wally Show, and it's good news giddy up. This is where we give you a couple rapid fire good news stories, because there's a lot of negative news in the world, and hopefully these will make you feel a little bit better today. Like this one, who doesn't love a good hot dog? Well, now hot dogs are doing some good, huh?
Not mystery meat anymore.
No, these are great. There is a hot dog company that is offering free meals to anyone who needs one. Like, I love that. They have a sign out in the front that says, if you're broke and hungry, we got you. One free meal per customer. No questions asked.
That is awesome. Yeah. Just because it could be so easy for everyone to keep tight with everything, like all their belongings, all their money, because everything is so scary right now. You don't know what the future holds, but to give towards others, I think that's awesome.
And the way they do it, speaking of give, it's what they do is they have people that come in and donate a meal, like they'll pay a hot dog in their meal, and then they'll ask them, do you want to donate another one? Hmm. And when they do, they put a list of stickers on their outside sign, and then anyone that needs it can come by, take one of those stickers, and then redeem it for a hot dog meal, which is so good. No questions asked. You say, I might go there today. Lady Rock, what you got?
Well, of course, older people are now getting vaccinated, so many are being reunited with their grandkids, their great grandkids. An 81-year-old woman in New York, she went to the doctor, and this is so cute. The doctor wrote her a prescription that just said, you need to hug your granddaughter.
Oh, nice.
And so after many months of not seeing each other, it sounded like it was a great reunion.
Just hugging and hugging and crying for the first time in a year.
Man, I hate myself right now because this is good news giddy up.
Yeah.
And all I'm doing is wondering is how he figured a way to give her a prescription to hug her kids and charge her insurance.
Oh.
Like, I know.
What is broken in you?
I don't
this
know.
Is good news giddy up.
Sorry,
not jaded good news.
That's on
giddy
me.
Up.
That's my bad. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and sometimes the people closest to you in your life are struggling and you have no idea. We find that out all the time on this thing called the Prayer Wall at wayfm.com, and what that is, it's where people can leave a prayer request, and, you know, if it stopped there, that'd be great, you know, it'd be good, but it's what's great about it is it goes a few steps farther. You've got people that then are praying for each of these prayer requests and clicking a button that says, I just prayed for this, and that person then gets notified that someone's praying for them, and that always comes at like the right time. I think that's just God working out things for people. And so, like, I love to see that. And some of the prayers that land on this wall are pretty heavy, man. It's like This was an anonymous one. I'm battling PTSD, depression, anxiety. I feel so alone. Please pray that I would have the boldness to ask someone for help. Ooh. So, you know what? Yes, definitely. The first step is great. You went to the prayer wall. So that's the first step in help. You know, depression and suicidal tendencies have been strong lately. Thank you. So I love people rallying around this and praying for this person. But again, this is multi-layer because we can't just let that prayer request go unchecked. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we have a prayer pastor, Pastor Chad, who then interacts with these people and takes these real serious ones and goes that next level to speak into their lives.
And sadly, too, when it comes to mental health, I think there's this stigma sure. in the Christian faith that's like, well, you just don't have enough faith. So that makes a lot of people not want to speak up. But that's what's so awesome about the prayer wall is that this person can put this request up there anonymously and still have others praying for them, giving them support, saying, you know what, it's okay. Like, we're here for you. As well as like what you were saying with Pastor Chad, he can come in and he can speak life into them.
Yeah, it's prayer and care. That's what I love about the prayer wall. And we should put that on a t-shirt. Maybe that should be on Chad's door. I don't know. But it's just a really great thing, and you can be a part of it. So if you post a prayer request, all we ask is that you pray for one too, because that will make a difference in your life as well. And you can check it out at wayfm.com. I don't know about you, but I don't know if I could get through the day without my computer. I mean, it's where we do everything, work, home stuff, social media, but my friend had their identity stolen online recently, and so that's pretty messed up.
That's why cybersecurity is so important. Colorado Christian is excited to announce that they now offer new bachelor's degree programs for information systems management and computer information technology with emphasis in cybersecurity.
And right now, undergraduate students can lock in their tuition rate for up to 6 years.
Colorado Christian University, where you can cultivate your mind without compromising your heart.
Find out more about all of the new bachelor's and undergraduate degrees now being offered at CCU by going to ccu.edu.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
So we lost an hour of sleep on Sunday due to daylight savings time. You might be feeling that today. I felt a little tired.
Really? Yes. I didn't really notice a difference. But I think I'm just so happy to see sunlight yes. lasting longer.
It was like driving around at 6 p.m. last night, and I like looked around. I'm like, wife, look, Haley, look, the sun is in the sky.
It's a miracle.
I can't believe it.
Someone has altered time, and that's kind of what happens. Moving the clock forward and back, forward every March and back every November, it, some people say is jarring. So mm-hmm. a group of senators have proposed keeping daylight savings time all year round. That's what we're in right now, is the daylight savings time.
Yes. Yes.
Well, the problem is there are people that are split on this. Most people agree we want to stop changing back and forth, but there are those wackos that want the standard time where it's like lighter earlier but darker earlier.
Why? Disagree. We don't want to be vampires.
No, absolutely not.
They're the worst.
Yeah, so I didn't know if you guys knew this or not. I didn't know this. They tried to move to daylight savings time all year round in 1974. Here in the country. Yeah, during the energy crisis, they were trying to move and have it that way, but apparently it didn't work, and a lot of people opposed it because we fight everything. But statistics show, here's a good reason for maybe at least doing away with the moving, regardless of mm-hmm. how we end up, is that the statistics show that it's more deadly for car accidents, and people with heart health issues seem to suffer when we jump forward with the time. So there you go.
So we're saving lives.
Yeah, so moving to either one of those two standards would help, but if I have my vote, I would like to do the light. Later,
amen.
Please. Thank you, government, whoever you are. WayFM, this is The Wally Show. We got a chance for you to win a prize. It's called Booyah Your Weekend. You tell us a story about your weekend, then we will sit in judgment of it. We will give you a boo or a yay. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. And again, sometimes we are just booing out of sheer jealousy because it was so awesome and ours was lame. So you never know how it's going to go, but it's worth a shot, okay? I'll show you how this works. So over the weekend, I went to procure some golf shoes.
Procure?
Ooh. Yes, I am going to be playing in a golf league, a men's league, through my church.
You are?
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
well, that's great.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. So I needed some new golf shoes. So I go, and myself and this other guy were in the golf shoe section looking around, and I was trying on these pairs of shoes. So I put on one pair of shoes, and I know my size. It should be, 9.5 or 9.5, depending on the shoe. So I put on a 9. doesn't fit. I can't even get my foot in it. So then I go, dadgum, these must run small. Nikes, I don't wear them often. 9.5. Still can't get my foot in. What in the world? How giant is my foot? So then I put a 10 on. I'm trying to get a 10 on. I'm struggling to get the 10 on. And I look at the guy because he comes over to look. And I'm going, dude, if you're looking at these shoes, just know they run super small. And the guy looks at me and he goes, yeah, that's because you're trying on women's shoes.
No, you did not.
I'm almost crying now thinking of how embarrassing that was.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like, see, it says right here, women. But they were the exact same brand. Like, they looked, they weren't pink. They were gray and black. They didn't have bows on them.
They had a pink inline.
They had nothing. They looked exactly like the men's shoes. They were just, and they were in a section where it looked like they were not in a women's section.
The brand was called Mysterious.
Yeah, I should have known by that. Oh, my gosh. It was so funny. Yeah. I'm like, I was so embarrassed.
And to think that he sat there and watched you the whole time knowing what you were doing.
Yeah, he had a good laugh. Then I ended up getting a good laugh on him because he left and he had his wife with him, and I'm sure they were talking about it, and she left her keys and credit cards there, and so I paid for my shoes with her credit card.
Nice.
So, no. I should have.
I feel like with this one, I need to say yay.
Thank
just because
you.
I already feel bad for
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lady
I feel
Rock.
Like I shouldn't give you a boo just because, man, that is very embarrassing.
Traumatizing is the word I would actually use for that. Gavin?
There are so many layers to my boo for you. Boo, because I like to golf. You didn't invite me to golf.
Oh,
sorry. Golf league.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't understand the difference between...
Oh, and we go to the same church.
We do.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Boo!
Can.
It's good for everyone. It's open to anybody.
Wow, I'm changing it to boo.
Yeah. It's a boo.
Gavin.
I'll send you the link. Not even not a special invite. Anyone can play.
Okay.
You're not excluded, Gavin. How does it always become about you?
I know.
Also, if they allow Wally in, they'll allow anyone
I know.
In.
Absolutely.
No, true.
All right, so that's how it goes. Boo yay your weekend. We'll take your story now and we'll give you a boo or yay. You get more yays and boos, you can win a prize right here on The Wally Show. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's yours?
This is a great weekend. My husband and I celebrated our 27th wedding anniversary.
Well, there's a yay if I was going to jump right in, but I want to hear the rest.
We went to Daytona Beach. We had planned this vacation well in advance. We are not bikers, but it happened to be biker week.
You went to Daytona on bike week? That is insane. That is an insane time of year. I grew up in Florida, and I had to do a bunch of remotes and radio when I worked there during bike week, and that place is nuts.
It was. Well, we stayed at a nice hotel, and as I was coming down to the beach to sit with my husband, I witnessed the Chariots of Light biker club laying hands on another gentleman, praying for his salvation, and he had tears streaming down his face.
Oh, wow. Well, that's something I never saw in Daytona Bike Week. That's pretty impressive.
Well,
I wish I had seen that.
I immediately got on Facebook and petitioned all my friends, please be praying for this biker club.
All right, Lady Rock, boo or yay?
All right, I'm going to give you a yay, and not for what you think, but because of safety reasons. So what's so great is you don't have to worry about your safety, someone coming to steal your purse or mug you, because of all these awesome Christian bikers that are around that are going to come to your defense.
Yes.
All right, at first I was a yay for, you know, celebrating your 27 years. I have a question that might change this to a boo. While you were at Daytona Beach Bike Week, did either you or your husband get a tattoo?
No, we did not.
Then
we
it's a boo.
Well.
A boo for me.
Really?
Yeah, you have
Sorry.
To commemorate Bike Week with a tattoo. Come on, everybody knows that. All right, Gavin, boo or yay?
It's a yay for me because I don't know if I've told you guys this, but I low-key really want to ride motorcycles someday.
Really?
I've never had the opportunity, like a dirt bike or anything like that, but I really want to do
you
it someday.
Can do it. Yeah,
no, let's start with a scooter.
Oh.
maybe one of those Razor scooters, even without a motor.
Like, I'll take it.
Angela, you got more yays than a boo. That means you
yay.
Are a winner today.
Thank you.
So what's your story?
So I had a wonderful weekend, very heartfelt. So we are celebrating our 3-year anniversary, and it's been a hard year, man. And we've been living with my husband's parents, and we've paid off to this date $20,000, and we've been hustling it and everything. And this week, my husband has been very fatigued. I thought that we weren't doing anything this weekend. And so yesterday, he was I asked him, I was like, so are we doing anything? Are we not? And he's like, well, you know, whatever. And so I turned around and he started packing. And I was like, what are you doing?
You leaving me? I didn't think things were that bad.
I was like, man, how bad can I mess up? And so he said, oh, you know, just packing for a one night stay in Commerce in an Airbnb. And I was like, what? And I left in his arms. We went to Bucky's because it is our third year anniversary. The theme is leather.
Can I stop for 1 second here? Okay, Airbnb, third anniversary, leapt in his arms. Everything is so romantic. And you said we went to Bucky's. That's a gas station.
It's the best gas station, though.
It's a you're excited about going to a Bucky's gas station. You are so low maintenance. I'm giving you a yay. I'm giving you a yay for everyone because you're the best woman ever. The weekend of greatness continues as you're a winner here today on The Wally Show.
Thank you so much.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church, or at least the parts he understood.
So we talked about living the scent, S-E-N-T, life, and what that means. Jesus was sent here to provide salvation, and Jesus calls us to go, and he sends us out to share him with others. The story in the Bible that exemplifies this is in Luke 10, where he sends out 72 people to precede his arrivals into towns, and he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few, so go. I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. And so if you break this down, the idea behind this is that we're always on mission, and the mission is not just in Africa or South America. The mission field is all around us. And so what are the characteristics of people who are choosing to live that sent life? Well, they're always going. They're on mission every day. It's a mission trip right where you are, wherever you are. And, you know, God has you where you are for a reason, and that's where you're sent, is where you are. I know it sounds kind of weird, but that's true. You know, whether it's your neighborhood, your dorm, your workplace, your apartment, your own home, you know, you don't have to sign up for a mission trip to be on a mission if you're living the sent life.
And I think that's so important as believers to believe, because, I mean, you feel like maybe I'm inadequate, maybe I just don't have the personality for it, but the thing is, we're all on mission. No matter where you're at, you're on mission. And I'm on mission right here. I mean, Wally
every day.
Needs some help.
I feel you. And so the other thing is that they said the characteristic is they're not surprised by opposition, because it says I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. And that sounds like you're outmatched, but nothing could be further from the truth. The God of the universe, you know, calls you to go, but he also doesn't call you to go alone. He goes with you. And notice this too, like being lambs, not wolves, means we come in peace. We are humble. We're kind. Jesus didn't tell us to go out and be wolves and be aggressive with the gospel, because we've all seen, you know, what that looks like with that well-meaning but misguided Christian angrily yelling at people, you know, in the name of the Lord, you know, with a bullhorn or picketing things. That's not what he told us to do. That's the exact opposite of what he told us to do. So sharing our faith is way easier than we tend to make it, you know, out to be. So here you go. This is what Jesus says later in the story. He says, you know, he tells them to go out, meet the needs of people that God has put in your life first, then tell them about me. That's what he said. So there you go. That's the recipe for sharing your faith. If you thought it was really hard, it's not. It's basically care and share. That's how we live on mission with God.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Every Friday we go back in time musically, and you get to take us there to a song that you love. And the thing I love about this is we get to hear the story of why that song meant something to you. Because honestly, some of these songs you're taking us back to a roof. like they're old school, and like you're like, really? Does that stand the test of time? I'm not 100% sure there. But, you know, the thing that's really cool about Christian music is the story behind it, and the message in it is timeless.
Think about
I did for a second because I was trying to
story behind
because,
it.
Because some songs they sound like they're like super dated,
very dated. Yeah. I know in the past we've done ones by Carmen, and then Sandy Patty,
Petra, and I love Petra.
Oh,
let go. Yeah. Oh, Gavin knows it.
How do you know
My
that?
My dad grew up on this stuff, and then I've heard Wally mention them like a few times while we worked here.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's not the idea, Rob.
I mean, it has a great message behind it.
There it is. Okay, so you can take us back every Friday with your horrible taste in music with Flashback Friday. But no, we seriously want your story. So go to wayfm.com/Wally, and you could be controlling the radio this Friday with your great timeless Christian song.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
There are numerous ways that a fire could start in someone's house. The first night that Haley and I were in our current apartment, we left the oven on overnight, which, you know, could have led to something.
Yeah, I almost burned down my apartment, too, when I first moved here. I was broiling a steak, and I moved it up to the top of the thing to broil it. And apparently, teriyaki is really flammable. And it started a fire. I reached in to get it out, and my kitchen, my pot holders caught on fire.
Oh, no. Word.
I tried to put them out, and I threw the window open. My cat panicked and tried to jump out of the third-story window. It was insanity,
That's a bad
man.
Day.
Yeah, it's crazy what can happen and how quickly a fire can get out of control.
Well, there was one fire department in Wisconsin that was called to a home fire where the entire living room was engulfed in flames, and the culprit was a crystal ball. That is on a like a side table with an open window, and so the sunlight goes directly through the crystal ball, kind of like a magnifying glass, right onto the couch, lights that on fire, and then the rest is history.
That's crazy. Like, if you're an arson inspector for the fire department, you have to be like, all right, first time I've ever seen this.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. And don't you find it a little ironic that the crystal ball didn't tell her this?
Yeah, the crystal ball never saw it coming, so yeah, I don't think that's the best crystal ball in the world. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and Betty Rock is about to possibly make the biggest mistake of her young life. And this is where you come in. You're going to have to help her avoid this possibly.
I feel like you're being a bit dramatic.
Am I, though? Am I really?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think I'm being a good friend right now.
Maybe you are. So here's the thing. I lost my cat recently of 16 years.
Glimmers.
Yeah.
I still can't talk about her without tearing up.
You and me both. But I'm thinking, I miss having a fur baby around. I miss having someone to cuddle.
So get another cat. Like, that's a...
Well, I could.
Slam dunk. Easy.
Well, I could, but I've been playing with the idea of maybe getting a dog.
Nope. Nope. You're not a dog person. Like,
How do you know?
Okay, you were a dog person with someone else's dog. It's the best. Like, oh, come here. Blah, 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 and then you send them away. But I don't think that you're a dog person long term where you have to, like, care for it and walk it every day. I know you'll feed it. I feel confident about that. But I don't think you'll enjoy walking a dog every day.
Well, there are definitely some things that I've already thought about that are negative. You know, I'm not crazy about dog smell.
Yeah, like, that's a problem. That's a big problem.
That's a big thing.
But what if I found a dog that doesn't smell? Is that a thing?
No, dogs just... I know they make them hypoallergenic. I love that they make them that now. but one that doesn't stink... They're just dogs.
Well, yeah, but I've also been in some homes where they have multiple dogs and it doesn't smell like a dog. So,
because they have children, because they stink worse than dogs. That's why. Covers the dog smell. All right, here's what we're going to do. Betty's on the fence. I'm on record as saying I don't think this is a good idea. So would you please warn Betty of at least the pitfalls of owning a dog? Like, as she's wrestling through this, give her some food to thought, a bone to chew on, if you will, as she tries to mull this over and figure out what she should do.
Maybe something you've experienced as a dog owner, but things that they don't tell you before you get a dog.
Absolutely. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. You might be saving a dog's life today.
Hey!
855-33-WAY-FM. We're asking you for the pitfalls of dog ownership.
Well, the pitfalls of dog ownership, puppy dogs, they're cute, they're playful and whatnot, but they go through about 2 to 2.5 years of teething, and they chew everything. It doesn't matter if it's stationary or not. I've seen dogs chew holes in walls, just... You know, that's how puppies are. They chew everything up. But one of the things I have learned in my many years of owning dogs is rescue dogs are way more loyal than brand new puppies, and they don't chew everything.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Yeah, so go get a little bit older dog, maybe, Rock, and one that really needs a forever home.
Aw, I could do that.
So, Emma, what are the pitfalls of owning a dog?
So, we had an English bulldog named Rosie for 11 years, and we loved her dearly, but we also call her the round mound of sound because she had sounds coming from head to tail, whether it be snoring, burping. But I will say that you will never feel as much love as you do with a dog.
Do you think that the love that you get from a dog helps you overlook all the smells and the noises?
Oh, absolutely. My Rosie was my world. When I lost her, it was very hard. And I wouldn't trade anything for her, and nothing mattered because of my relationship with her.
You know what, Rock? I might be having a change of heart because I'm thinking that you have spent the last, 14 years with me overlooking the sounds and the noises and smells. Maybe you could handle a dog.
That's a great point.
This is the Wally Show, and boy, the day has just gone to the dogs. We're talking about dog stuff today, and there's a trend on TikTok that, Gavin, you became aware of because you're a dog owner.
Yeah, so you have this, you know, blank canvas, you put a little splotches of paint on it, and then you put it in a baggie, and then you cover the baggie with peanut butter, which is delicious, and then the dog usually comes over and licks the peanut butter off, and then you pull it out, and boom, you've got dog art that you can hang up on your fridge or on your counter anywhere.
I love this. And so he's a dog owner, so yep. Gavin said, hey, I'd like to do this on the show, and I'm like, great, we'll Facebook Live it. I can't wait to see what kind of art your dog comes up with. So if you want to follow us on Facebook, just search Wally Show, and you can see this happen. But then I'm like, oh, who's a good boy? Where's your good boy? Gavin didn't bring his dog in today, so we're having Gavin be the dog. So
I get the peanut butter.
Yeah, I think this was all a segment just so he could lick peanut butter off of a bag.
I know it was. He's gotten really giddy.
I'm really hungry right now, too. So
with this, Gavin, go ahead and start your artwork.
Oh, I should take my glasses off.
Yeah, you should.
Might as well
have to say to a dog.
Here we go to the art.
Go ahead. Lick around there. Because the concept is as the dog is licking the peanut butter on the outside of the baggie that the canvas is in, then it will then smear the art together, thereby making...
Wow.
It's on his nose.
It's on my nose.
Thereby making modern art, if you will, okay? So, again, you can follow along. We're Facebook Live-ing this right now. You can check it out. Just search Wally Show.
Gavin, are you trying to make anything, or are you just going
I'm just eating the peanut butter. The dog's not conscious of the art they're making.
It's in his beard,
so why should
too.
I be?
Yeah.
You,
in essence,
I can see it on my nose.
You're our dog today. And so
this is delicious.
I want to see if your dog artwork is better than anybody else that's had their own, actual canine do this.
This is delicious.
Because you should be better at it as a human, you would think.
I'm using my thumbs because I'm a human.
You are tearing through that peanut butter, too. That is crazy. Okay, so again, you can follow along, Way FM, or just search Wally Show on Facebook, and we're going to have him keep going while, we're doing songs and stuff. Because this kind of artwork is going to take a few minutes, and we'll be back with the finished product here in 10 on the Wally Show.
How this old cloud could float around and just have a good time all day. Maybe something about like him.
Way of him, this is the Wally Show. Bob Ross, this is not, honestly. We tried. Gavin is living out a TikTok trend right now as he is doing what dogs do, and people are having dogs. Like, they take and put splotches of paint on a canvas, put it in a Ziploc bag, then on the outside of the bag, they put peanut butter to let the dog lick the peanut butter. And so wherever their tongue is going, it is basically combining all of the paint to make modern art. Well, Gavin has a dog. When he said he wanted to do this, but then he didn't bring his dog in today, and I think he just wanted to eat peanut butter. like in the most disgusting manner possibly.
So good, too. Yeah. I don't regret it.
That is what we've been having him do. We've had it on Facebook Live. You'll be able to see it later today, too. Just search Wally Show on Facebook. But now it's time for the reveal, Gavin. I have not seen your artwork, and I'm curious what it came out looking like, your lickable artwork.
Let's see if you'll be proud of this. One.
Okay,
two,
pull it out.
Three. Oh, it's actually stuck
in the bag.
To the paint.
Okay, that's a problem. Okay.
And pull it there out. It goes.
Oh!
Look at that.
I'm going to tell you, I don't hate that.
I actually kind of love it.
That actually looks like a paint. Turn it over. It's upside down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go. That actually looks like a painting I got in Africa of Maasai warriors. Very colorful like that. It's like an abstract version of that. I absolutely love that.
So, Gavin, what were you going for in this look?
Well, I was going for the peanut butter. I almost forgot that this was in there.
Oh, art?
Yeah. This, I'm going to name Fido's Peanut Butter Dream.
Okay.
Ooh. If you have ever studied, like me, if you're cultured and you've studied impressionistic art from the, let's say, you know, I'm guessing here, the 1700s.
Okay.
This is what I was going for, and I actually think that it came out perfectly.
I sense the struggle in that piece. I do. Like I feel the struggle. I feel the weight.
Like pain is cascading down this canvas. Yeah.
I feel the weight and the struggle.
Yep.
Huh. Of Gavin inside of this.
All I see is the impression of his tongue.
Well, there you go. You can see the whole thing. We got it for you on Facebook. Just search Wally Show. I'm having a hard time remembering when an asterisk has ever been used for anything good. Hey, it's Wally, and it's not the asterisk's fault. It's just its job to warn you about hidden stuff. Take all the loan offers you see on TV and the internet with some insanely low interest rate followed by an asterisk. Because there you're going to find all the exemptions and the conditions you have to wade through or the money it's going to cost you to get to that rate. United Faith Mortgage will use their direct lender advantage to help you get the mortgage you need that's right for you and will help you save money in the process. It's simple and there's no asterisk. United Faith Mortgage makes the process of refinancing or getting a mortgage easy and open. They don't just want to help you once. They want to help you. They want to help your friends and someday maybe even your kids. And you don't get the privilege of doing that by doing business with asterisks. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
The 63rd Grammy Awards were televised, and of course, all nominees were able to participate via Zoom due to COVID. And it was a big day for Zach Williams, who won Contemporary Christian Music Performance Song for his song collaboration with Dolly Parton, There Was Jesus.
In the way, in the search, in the
a big deal for your career, and for Dolly, I'm sure she has 87 of them.
She's like, what's one more?
Yeah, but like for Zach, that is a big deal, that's a great song. I love that we play that, and I like that it got recognized.
Mm-hmm. Both artists took to Twitter, Dolly Parton saying, quote, I am very humbled, and Zach posting, thank you to Dolly Parton and everybody who was involved, all glory and praise to him, with a capital H.
Yeah, I saw the two tweets, and you know who's been in the business longer and has a bunch of Grammys, Dolly. She's like, praise Jesus, that was fun. And then
I'm out.
And then Zach is like, and I'd like to thank everyone. Like, she's just more concise with her
wording.
Well,
she's had more opportunities to thank people for Grammys.
But here's the thing, man. It's like sitting in first class. If you've never sat in first class before on a flight, act like you've been there. That's the key. That's the key to success. Act like you've been there before.
Okay.
There you go. That's my advice. So,
to Zach. Who won a Grammy.
Yes.
And you have not.
And I'm giving him advice. You know what? As I hear it coming out of my mouth
You heard it?
I see how ludicrous that actually is. Congratulations, Zach Williams and Dolly Parton. And that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you've ever heard a song, maybe on the radio or whatever, and then had an epiphany with it, that's what happened to me.
Mm.
And not like a religious epiphany.
Oh, of course not.
We don't say, of course not. I mean, like oh, really? Would have sufficed.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you. Better.
Odd.
So I was listening to that Jeremy Camp song that we're playing, Out of My Hands.
I will let the
I know it's a great concept about letting fear fall out of your hands and into the hands of God. Take it out of my hands.
It's a really great message.
Yeah.
So you got something spiritual?
All I could think of was hands. I got stuck on the hands. And then what do you do with hands? You clap. And so I started thinking of all these songs that either have to do with clapping, you know, mm-hmm. or have clapping in them. And that was where I was stuck. And so what I did was I put a montage together of a bunch of songs like that, inspired by Jeremy Camp, okay?
Okay.
So here's what I need you to do for me, Rock. Pick a number between 1 and 8.
4.
4. Okay, right in the middle. Right down the pipe. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to play the montage that I made, all right?
Okay.
And if somebody can then tell me 4 of the 8 songs other than Jeremy Camp's song that is in this montage, we'll give them a prize.
Okay.
Very
that
simple.
Be easy.
Very simple. I wanted to have, you know, I wanted this to mean something and to matter because, like, I spent a lot of time on it. Way too much time, honestly. So we'll turn it into a game. So here we go. Here is the song. All you have to do is tell me 4 of the bands that are in this song that are clapping or bout clapping or hand related. Okay?
Okay,
so here we go. That obviously is Jeremy Camp. Doesn't count.
Oh.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all.
So hopefully you are paying very close attention. Ooh. There, and you have four of the songs. You told them four. So four of the songs represented in there about clapping. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Emerson, you've heard the songs. Can you tell me four of them that made it in there?
Macarena.
Yes.
Sasha Sly, YMCA Young Man. And Queen's We Will Rock You.
Okay, now here's the deal. You got Queen, We Will Rock You, Macarena, yes, Cha-Cha Slide. The one that threw you off is The Village People, but it's not YMCA.
Okay.
Basically, the only other hit they had.
No, I don't remember that one. I had another one. Happy song.
Happy, by Pharrell.
Yes, Happy.
You changed on the fly. The one you were thinking of was In the Navy by the Village People.
In the Navy. Yeah. Okay, I just recognized your voice.
Well, you did really good. There was Panic at the Disco in there as well, and Fits in the Tantrums, Hand Clap. So, wow, nicely done. Oh, and of course, the Friends theme. How'd you miss that?
Well, I wasn't thinking about it, but, you know, like I couldn't remember the artist with the Friends theme, and so I wanted to just give the artist. Anyways, I won. Yay.
That, exactly. She's like, anyways, I won. Give me the prize now.
Oh, what's this? An email? For me?
This is The Wally Show. If you ever want to email me, very simple. Wally@wayfm.com with whatever's on your mind. The other day, we were talking about robots taking over the world, and Tony said, hey, you mentioned about the robots and automated phones that are frustrating. Trick I've learned is to always say representative. Because sometimes I say operator, and it doesn't work. And so they're saying, say representative, and the voice will say, like, is there something else I can help you with? Say representative again, and if you have to, scream it.
Representative!
Yeah. It said, usually works, and so there's a
good
little tip from you following up our topic the other day. But this was, I think, what's really cool, though, too, is we had a real serious conversation that we were having, and somebody had called in to share about the struggle that they had with God and the inability to have kids, and it was just a frustrating thing, and they were kind of balancing their faith out inside of that. But I love that Wendy was like, look, I've been through this for almost 10 years now. I know it's super hard to lose the ability to have children. You feel like just a shell with no purpose. And so she's taking step one of that. But then she's like, look, if you have any way to contact her, please give her my information. I'd love to talk to her. And that's what I love about this stuff. We have our prayer wall at wayfm.com, which is fantastic. You can post prayers and pray for people. But then beyond that, just the people that are listening to the show, generally, they hear something that connects with them, and they want to do something and reach out to people, and I love that. It's a hallmark of this show, not because of us, but because of you.
But I think it's also a perfect example of when God says he can turn all things together for good. Yeah. You know, there's this woman that's gone through a tough situation, but she can use her story to help encourage someone else who's going through something similar.
I really like where you went with that. I thought it was going to say he can use anything and everything, even this cruddy show. And that's where I thought you were going, but Rock, you took the high road. I love it. If you ever want to email me, Wally@wayfm.com.
And now for some good news.
Good news, giddy up. There's a lot of negative news in the world, and so we have a couple stories for you that hopefully will make you feel a little bit better. And we're going to start with you, Gavin. Good news, giddy up, go.
There was a 91-year-old guy near Vancouver who decided to retire and close down his shoe store after 70 years. And
wow.
I worked in a shoe store for
72 summers. And it was
done. But I do respect this because I can't imagine doing that for 70 years. Must have been a pretty cool shoe store. But instead of selling the shoes off, he actually donated them all to the Salvation Army.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. So then they can put nice shoes on people's feet. I mean, I'm telling you, it makes a difference. Like, I've traveled all around the world and done, like, in developing countries and gotten to put shoes on kids' feet. And the dignity that brings them is crazy. Mm-hmm.
We take it for granted, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. That's good. There's a handyman in Maryland that found out that one of his clients was on dialysis, so had some kidney problems. Then they realized they had the same blood type. How does that come up?
I don't know.
I don't know either of y'all's blood types, you know?
Yeah.
But they had the same blood type, so the guy immediately offered him a kidney. The other guy took it. They had the surgery, and now they're both doing great.
Nice.
Oh,
like, how awesome is that? And it gets better. Some people heard about this, and they started, like, a GoFundMe, and to cover, like, the time off of work that the handyman had to take, and it's made like $20,000 already.
Nice.
So there you go.
The world is a great place.
You know,
guys.
What? That's a real healthy outlook for today, and that's why we do Good News Giddy Up.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and we've all gone COVID crazy. It's been a year, and so people are fed up and doing nutso kind of things. Like, there's a guy in Michigan who had a virtual court appearance, because that's what you do now. You know, you don't go to court, you do it virtually on Zoom, for driving with a suspended license. Well, last week he took the Zoom from a car.
Okay, so surely, though, he wasn't driving, right?
One would think, but I think he was, because he got a weekend in jail.
There are people out there that you would think common sense is something everyone has.
Well,
it's not the case.
Look at this. There were two women, 34 and 44 years old. They were busted for going to a vaccination site in Orange County, dressed up as old ladies in bonnets and gloves so that they could get the vaccine.
Oh.
I know, that's like next level, right?
Okay.
But here's where the story gets even crazier. This was their second dose. So apparently it worked on
the
first dose. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Which really, I mean, honestly, that's kind of bad for them, because if you had the old lady garb on, and, you know, but then when they pull your shirt up to give you a shot in the arm, your arm looks like that of a 70-year-old lady.
Yeah.
That's kind of on you. You got bigger issues. Yeah, so there you go. We're all COVID crazy today.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.